Hello again. I recall that when I was a child, my parents had in their bedroom two large paintings of Jesus and Mary, one portraying the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the other the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The devotion to the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary were reinforced in our Catholic grade school when we learned to pray the morning offering, which begins, O Jesus, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart. The images and the words of the devotion to the Sacred Heart, once so typical in Catholic families, formed and shaped my family's faith. Today, we honor a saint who was instrumental in promoting devotion to the Sacred Heart, the Jesuit Father St. Claude Le Colombier. Catholic historians of spirituality note that the 16th century was the era of Spanish mysticism in its highlight, with saints such as Ignatius of Loyola, Teresa of Avila, and John of the Cross among those Spanish mystics. In the 17th century, meanwhile, historians see was the epoch and height of French mysticism, with Francis de Sales, Vincent de Paul, Margaret Alacoque, and St. Claude Colombier as the more representatives, most famous representatives. One of the reasons for the emergence of French mysticism was a way to counterbalance the scientific and secular ways of thinking fostered by the French philosopher René Descartes, whose philosophical dualism led to thinking the mind and body as separate. This view, in turn, led to a more common view of and heightened view of a separation of human hearts from the heart of God. So part of the popularity, then, of the devotion to the Sacred Heart was that it served as a way of keeping the heart of God connected to the hearts of human beings. Let me say a little bit about this 17th century Jesuit saint whom we honor today. Claude was born in 1641 in the ancient French province of Dauphine, the third child of the notary Bertrand Le Colombier and of Margaret Condé. In 1658, at the age of 17, Claude entered the novitiate of the Society of Jesus at Avignon. After the usual Jesuit formation phases of novitiate, philosophy, and then regency, Claude was sent to Paris to study theology in 1666 at the College of Clermont. After completing these studies there, he was ordained a priest and initially assigned to teach at his former school in Lyon. In February 1675, Colombier was appointed the rector of the Jesuit community at Parlay-les-Monnier, where he also became the spiritual director of the nuns of the monastery of the Visitation Sisters located next to the church. In this way, Claude came to know Margaret Mary Alacoque. She had suffered greatly from the disbelief of the other religious sisters of her monastery and felt isolated in her situation of having experienced a series of private revelations of Jesus in which she felt she was being called to promote devotion to the Sacred Heart. When Colombier came to the community and began to hear the confessions of the sisters, she felt that she had finally found a priest in whom she could truly confide and open her heart to Claude. She later wrote that she saw that his spiritual gift was that of bringing souls to God along the gospel way of love and mercy, which Jesus Christ revealed to us. Unquote. After speaking with her a number of times and after much prayer, Claude was convinced of the validity of Margaret Mary's visions and became her spiritual director and also became a proponent to the devotion to the Sacred Heart. Claude's life, in many ways, moved around France and England, and the last 2 years of Colombier's life were spent at Lyon, where he was spiritual director to the Jesuit novices, and at Parlay-les-Monnier, where he returned to improve his health. Claude died on February 15, 1682, as a result of a severe hemorrhage. Friends, the readings today on this feast of St. Claude La Colombière were selected from Ephesians and from Matthew, and they suggest promoting an intimacy with the heart of Jesus. We can readily sense how Claude would have been moved by St. Paul's devotion to Christ, who wrote phrases such as, quote, "May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith. May you be rooted and grounded in love," unquote. Similarly, in promoting the Sacred Heart, Claude would have used Matthew's sentiment in words such as, quote, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest," unquote. Friends, besides images of the Sacred Heart and prayers such as the morning offering, we may find ways of drawing closer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus available through music. Among the many hymns and songs, there are two which come to mind that speak to the heart of Christ. One, "The Dwelling Place," composed by the Jesuit John Foley, is taken from today's first reading from Ephesians. The second, the song "He Shall Feed His Flock" from George Frederick Handel's Messiah, is taken from today's Gospel from Matthew. Both of these pieces may be found in the links beside the links to today's homily. Today, friends, may the feast of St. Claude La Colombière serve as a means of drawing your heart closer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. May his heart become your heart. May your heart become his heart.